The text of today's gospel is divided into two parts. The first part lists the demands of discipleship. Jesus demands a radical renunciation of family, material wealth. He ends his demands by repeating three different times that whoever does not observe this is not worthy of him. He wants one to hate his parents to be worthy of him. A demand for unconditional love and devotion. From anyone who wants to be his disciples, he demands that giving up of dearest and most natural feelings, such as love of one's parents and children. Jesus also demands the courage to give up all material support and security for the love of the gospel. The disciple should be ready not just to lose everything, but also to give up his life for the sake of the gospel. Nothing should be placed before Christ in the life of a Christian. Otherwise, you stand a chance of hearing those dreadful words, "By the Lord, I do not know you," on the last day. The second part of the gospel contains an extraordinary statement. Anything done for Christ's messenger is as if it were done for Christ. This brings us to the theme of the first reading, kindness to a prophet of God and the reward. Whoever welcomes a prophet because he is a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And the Lord Jesus says in the gospel, anyone giving so much as a cup of cold water to a disciple of Christ because he is a disciple of Christ will most certainly not lose his reward. It's a fact that not all of us have the same calling. If our main concern is in life is the gospel, we should be ready to cooperate and by supporting those who pledge themselves more directly to announce the word of God. This has a root in the Old Testament call by God for a support for the Levites who were priests and had no share in the heritage shared by the other tribes of Israel. Your support helps the ministers of the gospel to do their work. According to the saying of one of the missionary group, some people give to the mission by going, and some people go to the mission by giving. A question for our reflection here is, how much support are we giving to the ministers of the gospel?